would you describe more about the funeral ceremony? And
well, they took him to the church, and like I said, we all, most everybody, of course, there were some horse-drawn surreys and buggies behind the coffin, and then just a whole string of the townspeople that would walk.
Did you use black very much?
All the time. And I like the widow, if a husband died, the widow would always be in black with a hat with a veil draped. And everything was black. Mm-hmm. All the immediate members of the family, except children, you know, were in black.
If someone saw someone else dressed all in black, did they say, well, she must be
in mourning.
And would you say more about the what they used to call it, the place where the burying took place?
Well, now, we had some masons here in town. My daddy was a master. Word master. And they had performed ceremony of the masons. You see, a lot of the masons were buried. And each mason, they'd walk around the grave and throw something in and say something. And then my daddy would do the speaking part of the ceremony. But then they'd always have a minister, you see, to wind it up.
And
they'd preach a sermon. It'd be about an hour. And now, you see, they don't do that. And then they used a lot of talking about their lives, you see, and they don't do that anymore. But it's pretty long drawn out. It was hard on the family. Mm-hmm. More so than it is now.
Did they refer to... Where did the burial take place?
We have a cemetery.
Did they call it a cemetery or?
Graveyard.
Cemetery is fairly recent.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And the burial never took place in around the church?
No, not anywhere around here.
And from some discussion of personality traits and character traits. When you were a girl, if you saw a laboring man who was very muscular, how would you describe him as far as his characteristics are concerned? Very big and muscular.
Husky.
Just husky. And if someone looks very, very tired, he might in the old days say, I'm just all
worn out.
heard some very interesting expressions for that. Did you ever hear anyone say, I'm all fagged out?
Yeah, I've heard that say a lot of times. I'm all fagged out.
And tuckered out?
Tuckered out, right, too, yeah.
And done out?
I don't think I've ever heard that. But I've heard tuckered out and fagged out.
Or I'm all whipped?
Yeah.
And bushed?
Yeah, I'm whipped and I'm bushed. And I'm too pooped to, let's see, I'm too pooped to pip or something like that. And they use now instead of all of those expressions.
That's something that certainly has a great many terms changed. Mm-hmm.